This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Okay, deep breath, everybody. When it was all said and done, the Dow lost more than 1,100 points today, the largest same-day point drop on record. The final percentage drop, 4.6%. We've got Marketplace's Sabri Benishour with us live to give us some context. Hi, Sabri.
Hi, Amy.
So what is going on? Help us out.
Well, yeah, it's been wild, really just wild. It was, as you mentioned, the largest intraday drop in terms of points in history, 6.26%. The last time we had that was the flash crash in 2010. Now, we've recovered some, so we didn't close down that far. But it was a wild ride. I talked to Chris Lowe. He's head of FTN Financial. He was just off the trading floor earlier this afternoon. This is what he saw at the time.
We were down about 700 points, and in the space of about 10 minutes, we dropped another 850 or so, at which point the market came roaring back, and now we're down 1,000 again.
So volatility, any explanation as to why this is happening now? I mean, we saw a little bit of a drop Friday, but this is another story entirely.
It is. To be perfectly honest, Amy, a lot of the analysts I talk to don't know. I mean, they could not say, you know, on the surface, there's no crisis. There's no shattering new economic data. There's no change in forecasts to explain why this happened today. But a couple of people I talked to did offer one idea. John Lonsky is with Moody's Analytics.
There is one possibility, and it was basically algorithms at work. Equity buy and sell programs that sensed that this was a good time to take profits and get out of the market.
So basically, a whole lot of trading robots happened to decide that this was a good time to get out of the market. And, you know, that does make sense because if you are an investor, even if you've just been paying attention to the stock market over the past year, you've probably asked yourself, or maybe it's come up in casual conversation, you know, gee, how long can this go on for? When should I get out? Well, if you asked your robot to figure that out for you, it looks like all the robots may have decided that the answer to that question was just after 3 p.m. Eastern today.
But markets have been headed down for several days since last week. I mean, is this connected to something more fundamental?
Well, I don't think necessarily, because this shattering fall we had this afternoon, you know, from which, again, there has been some mild recovery, but we're still down, you know, 4% and some. That is distinct from the drop we saw on Friday. The background to all of this is that stock markets are worried about several things. They're worried about inflation. We got strong wage growth numbers last week suggesting inflation. They are worried about bond yields. We saw bond yields rise very steeply last week. Stocks don't look as bright when bonds are shining. Markets are worried about increased government debt. The government's going to borrow twice as much this year as next year. All of those things are in line with a general dropping in the stock market. And on top of that, people have been waiting for a correction some time. But corrections typically take a month to work themselves out. This took like 10 minutes. So I do think today was something different.
And real quick, before I let you go, how widely do you suppose this will be felt? I mean, how serious is this really?
Well, 1,500 points in a day, that is a record for the Dow to fall that sharply in one day. But at the same time, the Dow has also never been this high to begin with. So if you look percentage-wise, the Dow closed down 4.6% at the end of the day. That is terrible, but it has happened before. Last time was in 2011. We have had a lot of money pour into the market in the past couple of months, $102 billion in January. That was a record. So there was clearly a lot of optimism running up towards the end of the year. And I think to the extent that reflected a lot of optimism, we can now clearly say that that optimism is turned, has gone sour, and is going to be replaced by caution. I would say that all the fundamentals of the economy, those are still strong. No one is saying, like, get out of the stock market entirely right now.
All right. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.